In the U.S., we have curmudgeons who write language columns that rail against encroaching slang. In France, there's an academy with the official mission of protecting the language against slang and encroaching English expressions. Our linguist Jeff Nunberg, who recently returned from France, has been thinking about the French officials who stand watch over the language.
I once met a very congenial French socialist intellectual named Bernard Cercolini, who had the job of looking after all the government's programs aimed at maintaining the standards of the French language. He bore the remarkable title of General Delegate of the Prime Minister to the French language. It made him sound like an ambassador or plenipotentiary, as if the French language had set itself up as a nation of its own. But really, this isn't that far off. The language does have its own governing body in the form of the Académie Française. It's a self-perpetuating congress of 40 writers established 350 years ago by Cardinal Richelieu. The academicians assemble about twice a year in a dome building across the Seine from the Louvre. They wear oddly cut swallowtail coats covered with gold and green embroidery, with cocked hats topped with ostrich plumes and épées hanging at their sides. As it happens, Jean de Brunhoff took this as the model for the uniform that's worn by Babar's advisor Cornelius. And as the academicians file in, you might very well think of a procession of illustrious elephants and lions and monkeys and cranes, like the Council of Elders in a medieval bestiary. As a group, it's true, they don't actually do a great deal. They make speeches, and they work sporadically on a new edition of their dictionary. The last one appeared more than 60 years ago, and as best I can calculate, the academicians have been defining new words at a rate of about two or three a week, so this might take a while yet. The Academy's most important moment arrives when one of their number dies, which occasions a national flurry of discussion about whom the remaining 39 will elect to replace him. Guy de Maupassant once suggested that the chief criterion for membership should be advanced age, so that the public won't have to wait too long after a candidate's election for the pleasures of speculating about who his successor will be. But then the Academy, like the Vatican, has a chiefly spiritual authority. And this it takes very seriously, particularly in the years since the novelist Maurice Druon has been serving as its perpetual secretary. That title wouldn't be out of place in a Babar book either. Scarcely a week goes by that he doesn't fire off a letter to a newspaper or cabinet minister deploring some new slang or jargon. Above all, he battles constantly against the inroads of English, which he describes as spreading over the planet like a killer seaweed. Indeed, Druon is one of the world's great language cranks. He can summon up a dyspeptic indignation that makes critics like Edwin Newman and John Simon seem merely petulant by comparison. But then, of course, Druon knows that the ministers will answer his letters respectfully, and that his readers will have to treat these things as if they were matters of the highest national importance. That's how it is that he can begin a recent book with the words, "Frenchmen, do you still love France? Do you still love yourselves? Listening to you speak, one has one's doubts." Can you imagine William Sapphire beginning one of his language columns by saying, "Americans, do you still love your country?" I mean, excuse me, what are we talking about here? Adverbs? It isn't that the French love their language more than we do, but theirs is a narcissistic passion. All those fulgurations about the state of French are part of an age-old debate about the cultural foundation of the nation. The issue can still evoke high passions, most recently in the controversies over the recent law that restricted the use of English words on television and in advertising, which split both the left and the right. Of course, it all seems a bit silly from over here. Just fancy us dressing our great writers up in swords and feathered hats. On the other hand, just fancy our cabinet secretaries returning their phone calls.
Jeff Nunberg is a linguist associated with Stanford University and the Xerox Palo Alto Research Center.